many of you listeners. This is Mary Emerson doing a first-time review here for Main Menu of two programs. One is called RegVac, R-E-G-V-A-C. The other is called Double Image, and it's a disk backup utility, which is quite powerful. Both of these are shareware programs, and they cost about $30 or so U.S. And I'll be letting you know at the end of the review where you can purchase or try these programs. The websites have much more information than I'll be giving you here, but what I'm going to do is just run you through these programs and let you get an idea of how they work. The first program that we're going to start to use here is RegVac. And let me move over to the desktop. I am using JAWS 4.02 with a Braille display, and I have turned the speech off. Even if I had the speech on, you would not be able to hear it very well because this is a unidirectional microphone that I'm using here. So I'm going to get into RegVac. It is a registry cleaner-upper program. It does everything that RegCleaner, EasyCleaner, and RegClean do all in one shot. I can't really give you the elaborate details right now, but there's a wealth of information out on the website that I'll give you at the end of this review. I am running RegVac 1.95, and I did check the website to make sure that it was still accessible. I've had this program and the other one for about 5 months, and I wanted to make sure that I still had reasonably recent versions, and I do. So, first of all, this program has two modes. It's in novice mode right now, which is what I keep it in, but you also can switch to expert mode. There's a button here that says go to expert mode. If you tab over to it, you can push enter on that, and it will take you to expert mode, which doesn't really have that many options initially, but you can use the mouse cursor or the JAWS cursor, depending on what screen reading program you're using, to access all of the different things on the screen. I am in novice mode right now, so let's get past the go to expert mode button. And the only option you're going to find on this screen is clean registry. If I remember correctly, there are 8 different options that you can access when you're in expert mode. When you're in novice mode, there are 4 different tools out of the 6 tools that this program contains. The 4 tools are accessed automatically, and you don't have to do a thing. You just have to push enter on the clean registry button, which is all that I've ever done. When I have run this program, it has speeded up my already fast machine here, and the first time I ran this thing, it took out over 100 different pieces of disinformation and keys that pointed to nothing and programs that the registry tried to call that were no longer available in the machine, because when I got this machine, I took out Microsoft Money, I took out Microsoft Works, I took out some of the games that I didn't want to have on here, and it just cleaned all that up. You can run this program from just regular Windows, but what I like to do is shut down everything except the screen reader and maybe one or two other things that have to keep going while you're in Windows. And then I ran RegVac, and it cleaned up the registry quite well, and then I rebooted, and it seemed to reboot a little quicker. So, once you get past the clean registry button, It says, check here to clean the, and it's an incomplete sentence. What it wants to say is check here to clean the registry every day. This is unchecked. You can check it if you want to clean the registry daily. I've not had to do that. You get past this, you see the tab again with RegVac, and that really is all there is to it. As I said, there is information out on the website that gives you all the details of what it does, but it's just such an easy-to-use program, and it's so painless that you just really can't go wrong with it. There are other pieces of software out on the website. This little company is called SuperWin, by the way, SuperWin, but that's not the name of the website, so I'll give you that information at the end of this review. Okay, we're done with RegVac. Let's get out of here, and let's proceed to Double Image, which is a backup program. This is what is called an incremental backup program. That means that the first time that you back up one disk to another, or one folder to another disk or something, it will copy everything. The second time that you back up that same thing to that same destination location, it will only copy the files that have changed. It will not recopy the stuff that's remained the same. So it's much quicker. You don't totally reinvent the wheel every time you copy something to the same destination that you previously copied it to. It's really nice that way. I really like that feature very much. Okay, we're going to get into Double Image now. And you land on Source. This is not the initial top of the screen, however. So when you go through the options, it makes a great deal of sense to go through everything twice just to make sure you've got everything checked the way that you want it. Source is where you type in either the name of a volume, the name of a volume colon backslash folder name. You can copy anything from a volume to anything as small as a folder, or maybe even a file. If you copy your C drive, however, it will not copy the files that are currently in use. So I would not trust this to be a total backup program unless there is a way that you can tell it somehow to copy all of the files that are in use. Probably a better thing to do would be to use something like Drive Image, because that takes a snapshot of your drive. But this little program, Double Image, just does a wonderful job of copying, for example, things that you might possibly have on a second hard drive. I have a bus link drive, which plugs into a USB port, and I use that for my personal information. For things like my journal and other information, like I have a file that contains internet information, different website names and what they are for, and that is being updated, and it's really handy for copying things like that. I can see it as being very useful for updating MP3s. For example, you might have one hard drive that's got a bunch of MP3s on it. You want to copy it off to zip drives or peerless drives or jazz drives, just whatever. And you can do that very easily. But anyway, we're on Source now. We're going to go tabbing around here. The next thing is Destination. That is where you want to put this stuff, and you just type that information in. Next, we have History. This is a combo box. From what I understand, this is where you can look at different log files of what was copied and what was not at different dates and times. I've never used this. Now we have a series of copy attributes, and the philosophy of this program is you either check the item by pushing the space bar if you want this, or you don't check it if you don't want it. So if you don't check anything, you're not going to get it. The first copy attribute that you get to choose is archive bit. Do you want to copy files that have the archive bit turned on? It's defaulted to unchecked. If you want to copy it, then you push spacebar. Tab, we go over, and the next one is the read-only. Do you want to copy files that are read-only? Default is no. Next is hidden files. Do you want to copy those? Default, again, is no. System files is the next tab, and do you want to copy system files? And the default for that is no. Then we have subdirectories. Don't copy. This is a radio button. The default is don't, but you can arrow up, as I've just done, and it says copy, and that's checked. Let's put it back down to don't copy, but I would recommend if you're copying a folder that is quite complicated, you might want to arrow up and make sure that the radio button to copy is checked. Because if that radio button is not checked, you're only going to get the root folder, which is not what you want if you have a lot of subfolders inside of it. Tabbing over, we have prompt for disk changes. Now, this is unchecked by default, but when you're copying to a removable drive and you have a series of zip disks, for example, zip disks, that's kind of hard to say, zip disks, and you know that the source is larger in size than the size of zip disks, you want to be able to span zip disks. So check this if you want to copy to the same drive, but you've got removable disks in there. And it will prompt you for disk changes. Tabbing, again, warn before overwriting. Now, this happens if you have source files and destination files that are the same name, but perhaps the source is older or newer. It could be either. You want to be alerted that these files are being overwritten. The default is not checked. But if you want it to warn you, then you check the box. Next, we have a series of date and time delimiters. You can say, copy files from this date, and you would just type in the date. Next tab is date to, from a certain day to this particular whatever day you type in. Then we have the same thing for time. Next tab is time from, and the next one after that is time to. Then we have the go button, which says everything is great. Hit enter on the go button, and it starts. But don't do that the first time or two, because you want to get past this, and you want to check the other options that you haven't seen yet. After the go is the exit button. And then, this is the actual top of the screen where it says select source, and you can actually go in and browse to find, well, I can't remember the name of the source folder, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to browse around and figure out where I'm supposed to start copying, what files are in this folder, for example, or where the folder is. Next tab is select destination. You can do the same thing, browse a destination. Then we have another series of checkboxes. This is delete destination files not in the source. This you can use if you want a complete mirror image of the source, whether it be a folder, whether it be a series of folders, whether it be files, whether it be a disk, whatever it is. If you want to keep the destination, then you leave this unmarked. And the default is that it is not checked, and you leave it unchecked to tell it not to delete destination files. that are not on the source. Next tab is Delete Destination Confirm Prompt. Now, whether or not you have the previous one checked, the default for this is not checked, so it will not prompt you. But if it's going to delete something off the destination that was not on the source, it's going to ask you first. Next tab is Don't Display I.O. Warnings. This is not checked. You'll get I.O. warnings as a default, but you can check this to turn that off. Then we're back to source again. So I'm going to tab back here to exit. And I've not really used the help in this program or the other one, but it's something you might want to do. But there is a wealth of information, as I said, on the websites. So you can read those, and then you can try these by downloading them to see if you like them. Okay, as far as where you can get these programs, you can get Double Image from http://www.hostinterface.com. That's all one word. And when you get Double Image, you will be emailed a key that is a series of digits. If I remember correctly, the way that this worked was that you download the trial version, and then you choose to purchase it, and then they email you the key that unlocks the rest of the function, so that you can use the program past the trial period. It's quite functional, however, without purchase, but there is a, I believe it's a 30-day trial. The other program we spoke of here is RegVac, R-E-G-V-A-C. I guess they get the VAC from vacuuming your registry. And by the way, in RegVac there is a VAC bag, so that when you have deleted or cleaned up your registry, you want to put everything back the way that it was, you can do that. You've got to use your mouse cursor or JAWS cursor, however, to be able to do that. So, anyway, when it runs, it takes a few minutes, so nothing is broken if you just sit there and wait for it to finish. It'll finish, and you'll get a message that tells you how many pieces of information were removed out of the registry. Anyway, you can get RegVac from http://, there's no www, RegVac, regvac.com/regvac.htm. You don't have to put that regvac.htm in there, I don't think, because I went out to the website last night and I just got there with regvac.com. When you purchase RegVac, you do get a CD. You also get a password, which is partially in uppercase, partially in lowercase, and it might be a series of three or four words. I'm not just real sure if they use the same design for passwords that they did when I purchased it, but when you type in your password the first time it prompts you, make sure that you know what was uppercase, what was lowercase, so that you'll get it correct and it won't keep prompting you and you'll get stuck. One thing I might also mention is for Double Image, you might have a little bit of a problem getting the program from that website. I think what I did to counteract that was I just did Double Image, I got to the website with hostinterface.com/software, and I think that's how I got it. But they're very helpful, and you might want to email, you know, to ask questions and email them to find out how to get the software if you have trouble. But I do remember I had to do a little bit of scouting around to figure out what to do with that and how to pick it up. When I read it off, all the information about it off the website, it just looked so good, and I said, I absolutely have to have this thing. So if you really want it, you can get it. You either ask, you know, send them an email, or try putting /software or even /software/ after the com, and that should allow you to get in there to get it, to download it. That about covers it for these two programs. I hope that you have found this helpful, and I also hope that if you have any questions, either contact the companies or you can email me. I've not used some of this stuff, some of the ins and outs of these programs. I've pretty much stuck with the basics here. But in case you want to email me about this, then you can at Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson at SBCGlobal, that's all one word, Sam Baker Charlie Global, GLOBAL.net. I've enjoyed putting this review together, and I hope that you have found it interesting, and I look forward to doing more in the future. So, for Main Menu, this is Mary Emerson. Have a good day.